Lesson 10. Animal Phobias. Reading. A phobia is an unreasonable fear of something which actually is not dangerous or does not pose a threat. The feeling of fear is akin to panic and is so extreme that the sufferer will change his or her behavior to avoid experiencing such fear. Apart from the feeling of fear, physical symptoms also appear.Including increased heart rate and blood pressure, rapid breathing, sweating, and in severe cases, even fainting. In America, it is estimated that between 5 and 12% of all people have phobias. Common phobias include claustrophobia, a fear of narrow spaces, acrophobia, a fear of heights, and mysophobia, a fear of dirt and germs.Such environmental or situational fears are a major category of phobias. But another category also accounts for many of the common phobias. Animals. Zoo phobias, as animal phobias are collectively called, come in many forms. The most common phobia of all, arachnophobia, is a zoo phobia. This fear of spiders can affect up to 50% of women to various degrees, and 10% of men also suffer. Symptoms vary, but some extreme cases will check every room they enter to make sure a spider is not lurking in a corner. For others, even just the picture of a spider can trigger panic. Perhaps everyone can understand arachnophobia.Spiders are not particularly attractive animals, after all. However, zoo phobias are not just limited to creepy crawlies. Believe it or not, for some people, man's best friend is a source of terror. Cynophobia, fear of dogs, can be particularly difficult for those afflicted, simply because of the prevalence of dogs. Step outside your house for a walk, and the chances are you will meet a dog within minutes.Parks can be especially hard if you have a phobia of dogs. In fact, some people become unable to go outside, their houses turned into a prison by the cute little dogs walking by outside. What could cause a phobia of dogs? In fact, it is by no means clear what could lead to such an irrational fear of an animal that most people love. The most obvious explanation would be a bad experience.Such as being bitten by a vicious dog in childhood. That certainly does seem to account for some cases, but not all. Some people with severe cynophobia have no adverse history with dogs. Intriguingly, it has been suggested that animal phobias could have their origins in our distant ancestors' fight-or-flight reaction when coming into contact with certain animals.In those prehistoric days, a fear of animals was a valuable and indeed necessary defense mechanism, and may have sown the seeds for the extreme reaction some people still suffer today. Many people never recover from a phobia. They adapt their lives to make it bearable and to avoid episodes which might trigger a panic attack. However, therapy does exist.Aiming to desensitize the sufferer to the source of the fear. Those with cynophobia might first be exposed to a toy dog and encouraged to discuss how they feel. This gradually progresses to holding the toy and, if successful, can ultimately lead the patient becoming able to be in the same room as a real dog, although probably just a small one.